this week. Yeah, just kidding. So this week is not a normal week that we do the podcast. So this is a special holiday episode with a cool paper and a Christmas message. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Whence Came You, a Masonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry. Here's your host, Brother Robert Johnson.
Welcome back to the show. This is episode number 576. Right away, we want to thank our contributors, fellows, producers, and legacy partners. Thank you guys all so much for your continued support in bringing the WCY podcast to all people interested in the royal art. If you're curious on how you can help support Masonic education, which is kind of like education on how to be a better human, and why wouldn't you? Head on over to WCYpodcast.com and check out your different options. In the news, yes, I have a cold. It's pretty rad. Just kidding, it is stupid. You know, I think we all spent so much time staying clean and not getting sick because of COVID over the last couple of years, and we all kind of forgot in the before time what it was like to just get a darn cold. And so here I am with a cold. And of course, it double stinks because, one, I haven't been sick in a really long time, and two, I'm a guy, and I fall into that really silly stereotype that a man with a cold is like a man knocking on death's door. But anyway, I digress. The reason for this episode is just a Christmas episode real quick. I wanted to update you guys on that, and I also wanted to announce the winner of our contest. What contest? Well, we had an essay contest. You had to write to us in 300 to 500 words about either brotherly love, relief, or truth. And the winner of that essay contest would take home a limited edition Three Principal Tenets edition set from the Fraternal Review, from the Southern California Lodge of Research. It came with those three issues, three greeting cards, three envelopes, and an exclusive SCRL pin that has never been made before and really was only made for this particular set. And it, of course, it comes in a collectible folder that is individually numbered. And I also threw in a couple other little cool things for the winner, like a copy of one of Stephen L. Harrison's books, among other things. Well, we received a ton of entries. It was no small endeavor to read through them. I kind of made up my own little ad hoc scoring method, and I had the top three papers in my hand. And then I passed them on to my wife. And some of you have heard me say that my wife is a better Mason than I am. And I say that because she exhibits our tenets every day. And so she's a great person and does this all the time. So I handed her the three essays that I thought were the best. And she said, I like this one. And I said, why do you like that one? And she said, because it really came from the heart. And so I think all of the essays really came from the heart. I think all of our guys who, I think all of the people who wrote in did phenomenal jobs, truly. This wasn't an essay based on grammar and punctuation and things like that. This was what I would call an everyman's essay. Anybody could have done this. And that's what I was looking for. Something from the heart, something that spoke to people. And so, right away, who won? Well, I'll tell you. Our winner was Brother Chad Sfacina, without any further delay. Let's get into this to-the-point short essay by Brother Chad Sfacina from Collins Spring Valley Lodge, number 192, from Baldwin, Wisconsin. And he wrote this just a couple days before the due date, which happened to be December 20th, and he wrote it on December 18th. And he wrote about brotherly love. Here are three wonderful paragraphs. Here we go. Brotherly love is a peculiar thing in this day and age, especially in our society. I envy the Greeks, Italians, French, and many others, for they have numerous defined variations of love within their language. I also enjoy our language and our vernacular, because we don't have that defined. Love can mean a whole host of things. In the manner of brotherly love within our craft, it is wondrous. Brotherly love is the most enigmatic tenet of our organization. At times, it is the easiest, and at others, it is the most arduous. Some brothers challenge us, and there are brothers that champion us and effortlessly reciprocate brotherly love. Most of us have seen an image of the statue where a man is chiseling his way out of the ashlar, perfecting himself. There are many titles for this image, and many variations of this. However, this image is flawed. It is flawed because it depicts the man alone. He is not, and you are not alone either. One can visualize a checkered floor with many statues sprawled out, though in close proximity to one another, individuals chipping away piece by piece to perfect their ashlar. In reality, they are conversing, exchanging ideas, tools, chisels, gavels, and flinging bits of stone and dust to the nearest brother. Some are further along the process than others. Some have been there for a long while, but have accomplished less. However, the level of accomplishment means nothing to anyone but the laborer. We have failed when we see our laboring as an exercise in a vacuum. Again, we are not alone, nor in a vacuum. We work together, guiding, learning, advising, and loving. It is a fleeting experience where men of all races, creeds, and ages can smile, hug, and laugh together without reservations. To be able to go to lodge, any lodge for that matter, and be able to have that grandfather, father, brother, uncle, cousin, and friend figure present is humbling. We will butt heads, disagree, and might even errantly hold a grudge, but we would be remiss if that ever overshadows our love for each other. This tenet is what makes us the greatest, most prestigious fraternal organization ever. Remember, our time together is short and unknown. Please do not squander it. Love your brothers. Chad Swachina. How great was this piece at this time, and that he hit on something just like this idea of brotherly love and caring for each other. And of course, maybe Brother Chad was thinking about this time of year. It really sounds as though he's thought about this a lot. This idea that the man chiseling himself out alone is wrong is something I've never thought of before. And he's totally right. I know men have walked past me or have stood next to them in the same quarry, learning the same lessons, and perhaps I didn't understand something, and they explained it a little bit different, and then I understood, allegorically represented by perhaps one statue leaning over, putting his chisel on my base, and hammering off a chunk for me that I was unable to reach or unable to free up. What a great allegorical symbol that you've helped me manifest, and I hope all of you. That's it for this week. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank Brother Chad for his excellent essay and letting us read it on the air. Brother Chad, we will have this out to you ASAP. This winter storm is having a terrible delay on shipping and all of that, but it is in the mail, so I want to thank you very much. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday season. If you celebrate Christmas, well, the day of this release is Christmas Day, so Merry Christmas. If you celebrate Hanukkah, I wish you the best Hanukkah ever. Diwali's over, but I hope it was the best. The Yule, the solstice, St. John's Day is coming up. Whatever you're going to be celebrating, know that I wish you the best. Now, until next year, stay on the level. For Whence Came You, I'm Robert Johnson. Take care.
You've been listening to Whence Came You, a Masonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry with your host, Brother Robert Johnson. Be sure to join us for our next edition.
WCY Media.
Hey, see, yeah.